In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, my name is Father Celso, and we continue where we left off. With the three appeals of the divine will. So Luisa says, therefore, I, Luisa, appeal to all mankind. I, Luisa, do not believe that you will not listen to me. And this is something that's so amazing. As we read this book of heaven, as we listen to what Jesus told Luisa, everyone who really listens wants to hear more. It's Jesus revealing to us through Luisa, Jesus and Mary, appealing to us through Luisa to hear what God has planned for us. And it is so beautiful. It is so magnificent. It is so wonderful that she says, Luisa says, I do not believe that you will not want to listen to me. I believe that you will listen to me, she says. And then she says, did you know this? Now here, she's going to tell you another secret. She wants us to begin to understand how beautiful and magnificent this gift of the divine will is. She says, I, Luisa, I am just a little tiny child. I, Luisa, am the smallest of all of mankind. She says, and I, Luisa, will bilocate myself in the divine will together with Jesus. I, Luisa, will come as a little one onto your lap. It's like she says, I'm the little newborn. As a little newborn, she says, I will be on your lap begging you to begin to hear what Jesus told her, what Our Lady told her. And she says, I will knock at your hearts. I will knock at your hearts with moanings and tears. She's going to plead with us. She's going to beg us. She says, to ask you, as a little beggar, for your human rags, your human clothing. Why? She says, these are your mourning garments, your sorrowful garments of being out of the kingdom, coming back into the kingdom. And she says, your unhappy human will that you're living is why we're moaning, why we're begging, why she's begging us to give her our human will. To give so that Luisa can take our human will and give it to Jesus. In order that, number one, he burns it all up. He destroys it. No longer will you be worried or fearful or anxious or complaining or negative or even sinning. Now, nobody lives this fully. We all go to confession each week. And we say, bless me, Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I'm sorry. I don't want to live like this. And we make a firm purpose of amendment to avoid any near occasion of sin. What this means is Jesus is going to answer that prayer. Little by little, the more we learn about this great gift of the divine will, the more God is going to give it to us. So Luisa says this, I want to give your misery to Jesus, that he burns it all up. And Jesus will give you anew his divine will. We're going to be filled with this. That day is soon. That day is coming. And Jesus says, I want you to get ready for this abundant life. I want you to get ready to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. But Jesus says, I have to see those souls who want this life, who desire this life, who desire to put aside their human will in order to live in God's holy divine will. So she says, basically, God, our Savior, our King, our Master, our Lord, wants to give you anew, again, abundantly, his holy divine will. Why? Because he will return to each and every one of us the kingdom of his divine will. What is the kingdom of the divine will? It's the new Jerusalem that's coming, the new heavens, the new earth that's coming. This is God's happiness. This is the royal garments of the whiteness, the beauty, the sunlight of the clothing of the divine will. Our Lord has this plan from the beginning. Our Lord knew Adam was going to fall. He knew that he was going to come to earth to redeem us. And he knew that the kingdom was going to be reestablished on earth as it is in heaven. Our Savior wants us to get ready. Our Savior is giving us the way and the how this is going to happen. The way and the how the kingdom is going to be established on earth as it is in heaven is given to each and every one of us as we read, as we study, as we put into practice the book of heaven. Now is the time, Jesus says to us through Louisa, that God's divine happiness is going to return. God's divine kingdom is going to return. The whiteness, the sunlight of the royal garments are going to be given back to mankind. So when you put on your scapular, when you begin to wear your scapular every day, kiss this and say, Lord Jesus, I want what our Blessed Mother wants, that we be reclothed in divinity. Wear your scapular with joy, with confidence. It's not just it's not a superstition. Our Lady said three things. She says, pray the rosary. She says, wear the scapular. And she says, attend First Saturday Masses. As we do this, this is the only thing Our Lady of Fatima told the children. As we do this, recognize the reason is the kingdom is coming. The reason the new heavens and the new earth, the new Jerusalem is coming. And our God is asking us to begin to live this abundant life so that the kingdom can be returned to us, so that God's divine happiness can return to us, that the royal garments can be returned to mankind. So Louisa says this, if you only knew what the will of God means, can you imagine? Jesus is saying to us, through Louisa, God is going to reveal little by little, not to everybody, but little by little to those who are reading, beginning to understand what this will of God means. If you, Louisa says, could only know what this will of God means, what's going to happen? It encloses all of heaven and all of earth. Louisa says, if we are with the will of God, everything is ours. Everything lends from us. On the contrary, if we are not with the will of God, everything is against us. So let's go back to the human will. What is the human will? It's worry, it's fear, it's anxiety, it's complaints, it's negativity, it's sin, it's doubting. Jesus says, I don't want you to live like this any longer. Remember what he said in the first appeal. I know how you're living, and I'm tired of the way you're living. And since you haven't come to me, I, the Lord God Almighty, am coming to you. That's what God has planned. And how is he doing this? Well, as the word of God, he dictated these words to Louisa so that we can read them Listen to Jesus. We can study them listening to Jesus. We can absorb these words of the Word of God, which Jesus says is filled with divine life, filled with divine light, filled with divine love. As we read, as we study, as we put this into practice, we become happier and happier. Why? Jesus is speaking to us, and we hear him with our heart, our mind, and our soul. We begin to understand the glory that God has for mankind and the sorrow that God is going through and the Blessed Mother is going through because her children are not with them yet. So this is what she says. If you only knew what the will of God means, everything will be ours. It includes heaven and earth. But if you're not with the will of God or understanding the will of God, everything is against us. And if we have something, some people pat themselves on the back because they're pretty good at something. They have a talent. We are then true robbers of our Creator. It's look what I have done. Look how great I am. That's a robber of God. And we sustain ourselves, we live on life as means of a fraud, of a rapine. It's not giving glory to God. It's not praising God for the angelic gifts that he has given us, but selfishly saying, I accomplished this. Jesus teaches Luisa how to live in the divine will. So this is what she says. Therefore, if you want to know the divine will, if you want to live in the divine will, read these pages that Jesus has dictated to Luisa. In these pages, Luisa says, you will find the balsam for your wounds. Every one of us is wounded. We are wounded spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. Every one of us is wounded. And what Jesus says, I want to soothe you with these words that Jesus speaks to us. He says this, Luisa says this, for the wounds that the human will has cruelly inflicted upon us. A lot of us, not knowing God or being away from God, have fallen into sin, which has affected our whole life. It's hurt us so badly that we are not the beautiful children that were baptized at when we were born. We don't possess this abundant life that Jesus wants us to live in because of sin, because of falling into our human misery, our human will of worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin. So this is what it says, if you read these words that Jesus says, you will be soothed of the wounds that the human will has cruelly inflicted upon us. And the new air, which is all divine, this life, this divine life that is all celestial, God will breathe into us. And then Luisa says this, you will feel heaven in your soul. You will see new horizons, new suns, and you often will find Jesus with his countenance bathed in tears. Why? Because Jesus wants to give you back to us his divine will. Jesus cries because Jesus wants to see you happy. And seeing you unhappy, living in your human will, he sobs, he sighs, he prays for the happiness of his children. Jesus is asking you for your human will to snatch from you all your unhappiness. He doesn't want you unhappy anymore. He wants you to live the life of heaven, of peace, joy, and happiness. So he offers you his most holy divine will as the confirmation of the gift of his kingdom. He confirms this in us, this peace, this joy, this happiness of living in the divine will on earth as the saints do in heaven. This is the fulfillment of the Our Father. This is what God has planned for us. So we'll end there with a blessing of the relic of the true cross. May the blood of the cross, may the blood that folded upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always, and that we be divinely healed. And we ask this, that prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.